Hi, it's September 11.
I actually saw people waving where the first plane crashed through, and then second jet come crashing into the second tower. What is going on?
Do you remember waking to that on September 11, 2001? Nearly 3,000 lives were lost in the US when Islamic terrorists crashed hijacked planes into both towers of the World Trade Center and into the Pentagon.
And aides are telling us now that he will immediately convene a national security meeting.
David, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we're looking at live pictures of the Pentagon.
There is smoke in the air over the Pentagon.
To some of the other events of September 11, this TV show started on this day in 1974. Loved Little House on the Prairie.
My pa works hard.
So does a mule.
You take that back.
And it's the anniversary of Samantha Stosur's win at the US Open in 2011.
Fantastic upset. Samantha Stosur in straight sets.
For the birthdays, AFL great Bruce Dool is 70. He played 350-plus games for Carlton.
Gives it to the flying doormat, and his mate does a bit of shepherding. Alvin looks like a younger Bruce Dool.
Aussie singer Renee Geyer is 67 today. This was her biggest hit. Actor, singer, TV host Harry Connick Jr. turns 53, as well known for the hit I Could Only Whisper Your Name, as he is for roles in movies like Copycat and Independence Day.
As the good Reverend would say, why we on this particular mission, we'll never know.
Australian singer-songwriter Ben Lee celebrates his 42nd birthday.
Open your heart.
Canberra Raiders captain and top try scorer and point scorer for the club, Jared Croker, is 30 today.
And they're having a field day, the Raiders. And it's the 100th try in his NRL career for Jared Croker.
Finally, one of our all-time great sports broadcasters, Norman Nugget May, died aged 88 in 2016.
Three, two, one, go! Go to Australia! Go!
Remembering Norman May on September 11.